This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What was your overall impression of NBA All-Star Weekend? How much of the game did you watch? And was it worth all the Bulls rookie Matas Buzelis' time and prep for him to get eliminated in the first round of the dunk contest after failing to complete his toughest dunk?
Well, I think there's two different ways to look at it. And one is what the All-Star game needs to do to make it watchable again. And the other is to respect the fact that Matas Buzelis, even though it ended poorly, even though it was maybe regrettable on his part, the choices he made, the dunks he tried, it still was a worthwhile weekend for a 20-year-old rookie who is becoming, quicker maybe than he anticipated, the face of a franchise. So Matas Buzelis, to me, did not go as well as he thought. He may have tried going to the same dunk too many times, all the things you can second guess. But I would have to look at it as a positive overall. There are people who are aware of his game and his growth that were not as aware of him last Thursday. So it was a good weekend in his rookie season, and it will be viewed as a positive overall development. Him playing in the Rising Stars game, nice bonus to that weekend, because it doesn't matter who he replaced. Injury-wise, he got to get on the court and show his game and to make people more familiar with his name. Now, the All-Star game itself, it needs tweaked, it needs revamped, it needs all the things that we talked about in the opening segment. Adam Silver has a problem on his hands because that is unwatchable, and you don't like to see, even though Steph Curry can hit the half-court shot, and you can see a lot of things that maybe make you say, wow, you don't like to see the game devolve into what it's become, and it's a bit of a joke. So you have a credibility issue at surrounding this game that you go into it not expecting much. I don't know if you have to make the incentive financial. I don't know if you might have to make the incentive home court in the NBA playoffs, which I don't always like, but these guys aren't finding it with enough reason to compete, and I think that's the bigger problem. I don't know if you cancel it all together. I don't think they will do that because it's a party. It's a weekend NBA convention, essentially, but you've got to go back to the drawing board. This change in format is too confusing, and it was too drawn out last night. It was basically a basketball game in between TNT tributes. I love Charles and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie. They're great, but I don't want them to interrupt the game to the extent that they did yesterday. They've got a problem right now.
Boring and upsetting. How about we haven't even touched on the team challenge, where Team Spurs thought it would be funny or cute to not even attempt their three-point shots and just whip the balls towards the basket, and then they were eliminated. They were kicked out of the event. Like, why would you think that's okay? What
Chris
would
Paul
be,
and Wemby?
Why would it be okay to make a mockery of the event and just witness? I mean, they didn't even they just took the balls off the rack and threw them forward and thought that would be okay. First of all, why would you want to see that as a fan? What was entertaining about that? So just, again, mockery. Just making a joke of everything. Hilarious. And then it got in the way of watching what was pretty funny, which was SNL at 50. But again, we're sports people. We're not supposed to be entertainment people. So I'm stuck watching a joke of an NBA All-Star game in the way, but thank God for DVRs and clouds. So I put that on the cloud maybe this afternoon instead of watching the Super Bowl for the 17th time. I'll watch that this afternoon.
You didn't really watch the Super Bowl again this weekend,
did not.
Did you?
I did not. There's plenty of stuff other than that. It was a good. It was a Saturday, very good day for sports. Sunday, not so much.
I agree with you on Modest. I think it was a good weekend for his, for the Bulls, for his brand to just have him there and be a part of the festivities. What I had an issue with was the dunk contest, the skills competition, the structure of it all. That bothered me before we even get to the All-Star game tournament, whatever you want to call that. The first part of it was the whole conversation was just about is this an okay format? How are things going? Is this going to be okay? Like, it was too much talk about what it was rather than just going out there and doing it. And then the dunk competition in and of itself, the people who are participating in it are not who you want to be watching. I've got to love Mac McClung. I mean, God love him. He's played 5 career NBA games. 5.
Is that it?
5.
5 games. That's a joke.
It should not be a participant.
He's a designated dunker.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. You want to see the biggest names who are the best athletes in the world. You want to see them dunk, and you want to see them do it really well. So that was disappointing to me. Modest, did anyone else catch on to the conversation about the blue basketball, that it was kind of bouncing weird?
Yes.
The announcer, Vince Carter, was like up in arms
about
it.
Why would you use that ball?
Well, it sort of felt to me like a rookie mistake because Mac McClung did not use the blue ball, which I thought was very interesting. Moving on, obviously last night, the structure, I get that they're trying to switch it up, make it more creative, do more things. But as you mentioned, David, it was more about TNT than it was about the competition. And obviously, gotta love those guys. And holy cow, are we going to miss them? You know, because they are really the best part of the
anywhere.
NBA right now. Well,
They're just changing networks, really.
We'll see.
Come on,
yeah,
be
we'll
honest.
See. We'll see. But again, I think that they are the best part of the NBA right now. It's what it feels like. I mean, you watch the NBA to hear what Shaq is going to say and Chuck and Ern, all those guys. So I really was disappointed by the entire thing, and I wish I got to watch more of SNL 50, but thank God for the cloud.
Ooh, that's a great question.
There's Ruthie. How do you explain the intensity, the effort on display for the Four Nations face-off game between the United States and Canada, essentially an all-star game in the middle of an NHL season that saw the game's best players treated like the biggest game of their careers? What was Saturday's most memorable part?
The most memorable part, I think, will always be the 3 fights in the opening seconds of the game. But what I think was so surprising and exciting about all of it was that the game lived up to it, and it set the tone for the entire event of that evening. The atmosphere, the environment, the intensity, the people in the game, the players, the athletes that we got to watch in that game. I always love the best part about All-Star games and weekends is seeing competitors as teammates. Like, you love seeing guys who are rivals team up and get to play together, and that's, I think, what you really miss. Obviously, I think we had a taste of it because it felt like we were watching the NBA Olympic team in some ways. But what was really special about the hockey was that the fights set the tone for the entire night, and it lived up to it. NBA, take notes.
And we sat down as a family and watched that game. That's how fun we thought it was going to be. And we were like, what? With the fight. Like, the first fight. Okay. All right. Let's bring some intensity. Like, when it got to the third, I was like, all right, is this WWF or are we going to play some hockey? The intensity continued. Ruthie, you're right. The game delivered. There was also an unbelievable goal by Connor McDavid, right? The best player on the planet. But then there was also, like, an unbelievable hit on Connor McDavid as the game went on. Also, when they went to break, the USA, was it one of the Kachucks? Do you remember seeing that? As they're going off the ice, somebody kind of gave him a little bit of a slash.
I think that was Brady.
Was that Brady?
Yeah.
Okay, but just that kind of stuff. I like that kind of stuff. I know I just said, wait a minute, are you calling it WWE? I like the in-game, like, intensity.
Right.
But, again, these two teams have not played in this format, meaning an international game since over 10 years, right? We have not had Canada and USA in an international NHL playing competition. So there was some of that. And, listen, the booing of the anthem, whether that was part of it or not, not quite sure, but that definitely, from a fan standpoint, sitting at home, it gave you that Olympic feel and a little. Listen, I love Canada. I visited many times. Got great friends up there. I'm not anti-Canada, but it brought the intensity. It just
no doubt.
The anthem was great. It was electric through the television, and it lived up to the hype for me.
It was definitely a dramatic moment when you heard the booing of the anthem and you looked at the faces of the players and the fans as they panned the crowd. And it did set the scene. I don't know if that was related to the fights that broke out. They say no. It probably would have been happening otherwise. The origin was in a group chat, and hockey players are going to do what hockey players do. It's a very, as I said earlier, a conflicted feeling about watching this hockey fight break out, and they're punching each other in the face, and then you got a game in a sport that's, you know, confronting concussion issues like every contact sport does. But besides that, that did not detract from, to me, just one of the best hockey exhibitions you could have wanted to see and hoped to watch. And if you love the sport, and I think more people do after this weekend or this tournament than did before, then you were exposed to the best of the best. And that's what pride looks like on the ice, because these guys are playing for pride, whether it's for their country, for their team, or just for themselves. I think you saw the difference between taking pride in something that you do for a living, which was Saturday night in Montreal, versus the total contrast, what happened last night in San Francisco. The two sports have very different approaches. It wasn't an all-star game. It was more like an Olympic World Cup type environment and event, and it did not disappoint. One of the rare sports events that lived up to the hype.
Terrific question. Need to get that answer. Don't have it for you today.
Voice of Bruce Levine will be here at 8:25 with David and Ruthie. Cubs rookie third baseman Matt Shaw downplayed his oblique injury Saturday while talking to Bruce Levine on Inside the Clubhouse.
It was probably Monday this past week. Hurt a little bit. Took a couple days off of hitting and throwing. Still able to work out, which was good. So still able to stay strong, was able to run and do everything with the team yesterday. They're just being overly cautious, so I sat out of throwing and hitting, which is probably for the best. But, you know, today I'm going to start to throw and hit. And, I've been here for 2 months at the facility, so I'm very built up and ready to rock and roll. So I don't see this as being any sort of lung issue whatsoever.
Good to hear, but how concerned should you be that their hot prospect is starting off spring training nursing an injury? Does it only underscore how much they need to add a veteran like Justin Turner?
I find myself less concerned about Matt Shaw being consistent as a rookie everyday player and more concerned with how he recovers and starts with an oblique injury. And I wondered, hearing him talk, and he's a great interview. We've talked to him here on this program a couple times now on Saturdays. But he's been there for 2 months. Is the young man working out too much? Can you be in too good a shape? Do you build on muscles that are easier to pull? I don't know, but this guy shouldn't be dealing with an oblique injury. Obliques concern me. I know it's day-to-day, and Craig Counsell said nothing to worry about. I think we heard similar things about, say, a Suzuki over the past couple of years. When you have an oblique injury, I don't think you ever want to overlook it or diminish or undersell it. It's a problem. It can linger. So, good interview with Matt Shaw. I have confidence in him now. I'm trying to rebuild that after losing out on Alex Bregman. Wouldn't hurt to go see what Justin Turner has left in the tank. It's only money, and it's not going to cost a lot to bring in Justin Turner, a guy that could give you cover first base, third base, DH. If you can go out and get him and he's still interested, it would be a worthwhile investment just to see if he can still hit.
And Ron Coomer was big on the addition of possibly Justin Turner with you guys the other day with Mullion Hall on Friday. I like the fact that he's been in camp for 2 months. He's been living out there, came here for CubsCon, went back out there ready to rock and roll, as he put it. So he's saying all the right things. Listen, if we get video from Bruce, you know, Marquee Network's got video out there of him in the cage, I think you'll feel a whole lot better.
The oblique injury, I think, is definitely, as you mentioned, not something to overlook. But based on everything that we've heard, it does sound like it's not serious. So that's the good news. What this news sort of highlighted to me was just kind of their lack of depth in this moment. And what's the plan if Matt Shaw can't go? Where do you go next? So bringing in someone like a Justin Turner, who's a winner, he's postseason proven, played in 19 postseason rounds. He can play first and third. So it's just someone that's a winner. It's good to have around someone that can mentor a young prospect who's supposed to be, you know, the next big thing. And apparently Justin Turner's wife said they're interested in Chicago. So
she
happy
did.
Wife, happy life.
Oh, nice. Good Saw advice. That. Good advice.
That's another really good question.
As the White Sox hold their first full squad workout today in Glendale, new manager Will Venable will welcome a couple of new players, Joey Gallo, Martin Perez, with whom his playing career intersected. How will Venable's youth be an asset managing this team, or is his inexperience a liability? What do you expect from Venable given his personality?
Too soon to say, I think, if this will be a liability. I think he seems very even keeled. David, you and I interviewed him on the Chicago Lead a couple months ago at the United Center, and he just seems so steady Eddie, which is what you want in a young manager who is taking over a team that lost 100,000 games last year and might lose, you know, 999 this year. So I think there are going to be lows this season, and you want someone who is not too far removed as a player who can understand sort of, you know, losing and what that means and what that does to your mentality. What I do sort of, this sort of had me go revisit the White Sox coaching staff. And I just sort of wish there were some older veteran coaches that were more of them that were on his staff, just to kind of be that sort of disciplinarian if needed, because it might be hard for Will Venable to go up to his former teammates, Joey Gallo, Martin Perez, or not teammates, but, you know, playing intersected with. So, you know, you just wonder
who's the bad cop
yeah. if needed. And maybe it could be Will Venable, but, you know, it's too soon to say.
Too soon to say, I think, is a good point, Ruthie, but I think his intersecting young, his age and the fact that he played the game, I think that helps. I think we're seeing that across sports right now. I think we're seeing players gravitating to younger coaches that played the game, not just played the game, but played it at the highest level like they're playing it right now. I think that's a cross. How much? I don't think it's humanly possible for the White Sox to lose more games than they lost last year. Now, you could say, but look at, and we've talked about it, and we're going to continue to talk about it. They don't have Garrett Crochet. I mean, they don't have anything close to Garrett Crochet. But I just think with the length of the season, you just can't be worse than you were last. I think guys gave up on the whole process last year. It just went off the rails, and they didn't have the right people internally to keep it as close to the rails as possible.
Yeah, they did not have anybody who was there to hold them accountable. That's a good point. I think you see Will Venable, his ability to connect with players will be, I think, enhanced by the fact that he's a former player. That was never Pedro Grifol's thing, and I think that hurt Pedro Grifol in ever getting the respect that he wanted and needed to run this team effectively. Will Venable is a very careful communicator. He's a smart communicator. I would like to see him maybe in overtime, he'll get more comfortable and relaxed in communicating. And I think players, though, regardless of what we see publicly, I think players in the clubhouse respect the fact that this is a guy that not only played in the majors for a while and was a dependable player during his career, but he also has now, as a manager, when he was a coach, sat next to some really smart guys. I think he has the respect, and that's a good place to start. So I'm looking forward to hearing more from Will Venable moving forward.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a hard question to answer.
Oh, these are all hard questions to answer. That's why we're here, to answer the tough questions. Did you laugh or roll your eyes hearing Cubs center fielder PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, who wasn't even alive when Dennis Rodman played his last NBA game 25 years ago, lean into the comparison to the former Bull when asked about the blue star hairdo?
Yeah, that was my first spring training number, was 91, so... I don't know if I need to, emulate everything about Dennis Rodman, but defensively, not a bad comparison.
I was going to say, one thing in Chicago, they respect his hard work and toughness, and absolutely, you bring some of those same things to the field.
Thank you. It's cool to be able to be remembered for diving into the stands and 20 rebounds and all that stuff. That's not a bad comparison.
All right, your reaction to what PCA had to say about that, leaning into it, if you will.
A nod to PCA for knowing his Chicago sports history. He went with the Dennis Rodman comparison Ryan Baker made, and I get that because he definitely knows he's a crowd pleaser. And PCA, whether the crowd is a couple cameras or Wrigley Field, he's a crowd pleaser. I don't know that his choice of putting blue stars in his hair is something he's going to outgrow. It sounds like Ian Happ, we heard from him over the weekend, wasn't as thrilled with that choice. It's kind of a chuckle. Look, if PCA can hit enough to stay in the lineup and make the crazy plays every now and then in center field and steal bases at the clip he was stealing last year, nobody will care what his hairdo looks like. But until he starts doing that again, people will care what his hairdo looks like, because you can't put three stars, blue stars, in your head like that and not expect to be answering questions like he was answering.
Right. No comment.
That's what Ian Happ had to say about PCA's hairdo. He would not address it. So wonder what his advice will be to his young center fielder. Wonder if he'll wash it out quickly and go back to like the neon gold or you know the whiteout hairdo that he normally sports. It's fine. I'm fine with it. And maybe this has something to do with the fact that MLB Network left him off of the top 10 center fielders in baseball.
You think?
Well, here's the thing about Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was a really good basketball player. Like, you know, you want to show some people like on the Bulls how to play defense. Maybe throw on a couple of highlight packages of Dennis Rodman going after the rebound. But guess what? Dennis Rodman was never recognized for being a defensive player of the year, for being a guy that would get 10 just rolling out of bed, and also offensive rebounds, not just defensive rebounds. Then got a couple more tattoos, got the crazy hair, wore dresses, was into, you know, he was kind of into everything, was hitting the clubs when he got to Chicago. All of a sudden now, Dennis Rodman was getting recognized for his work. So PCA, maybe, okay. MLB, take that.
Okay.
That's interesting. I like that comparison. That was my first time hearing his explanation for it and sort of his rationale between the comparison. I actually really like his explanation for it, and I like that he's trying to emulate a player like Dennis Rodman and his style of play and toughness and, you know, defensive minded. I think that's a good brand of baseball for him. I worry about the teammates' reaction. I think there's maybe an element of, hey man, like, let's show up and go to work let's prove it before we draw attention to ourselves.
There's nothing flashy about Ian Happ.
Right.
And he has made the All-Star team, and he has been in the majors for a long time now.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a comparison there. They wear the same uniform.
Yeah. Listen, put your money where your mouth is, PCA, or where your hair is, I guess. I don't.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
What was your reaction to the Illini hanging Terrence Shannon Jr.'s jersey upside down when it was raised to the rafters pregame Saturday? And did Illinois AD Josh Whitman do the right thing in apologizing like he did here, or should he have just left it alone?
Of course, I didn't hang the jersey, but I'm ultimately responsible for everything that happens in this building. And ultimately, that means that was on me tonight. We need to make sure that we understand that in life, mistakes happen, but there are also certain moments where mistakes can't happen. And tonight, we stole that moment from Terrence, and that's on us and something that we have apologized to him for, apologized to his mom. I want to make sure that we apologize to our fans and everybody who was excited.
All right, that is the AD for Illinois, Josh Whitman. What's your overall reaction to what went on with the hanging of Terrence Shannon Jr.'s jersey?
I love that the athletic director got up and took accountability for that and said, that's on me, I'm in control, got ahead of it. There are so many times where the coach would have maybe had to answer for what happened, and that's not on the coach. You know, get in front of the microphone as soon as it happens, say, this is on me, it's my fault, and we're going to be better from it, and we're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. I actually think it drew a lot of attention to the jersey retirement, more so than it probably would have gotten if it was hung the right way. So maybe Terrence Shannon Jr. is appreciative of that.
Well, Ruthie, I'm going to 100% agree with you for Josh Whitman being a stand-up guy. He's the type of guy. Did he have to address it? He did not have to address it, right? They fixed it. It went up the right way. He didn't have to do anything, but he did. But here's the question. I mean, we work in this business. We grind at what we do. I had no idea that they were retiring Terrence Shannon Jr.'s jersey. And with all due respect, and if you've listened to this show for how many ever years, like very limited on Hall of Famers, hanging of jerseys to people. You got to be special. Remind me the final four that Terrence Shannon Jr. led the Illini to, let alone winning the national championship. Now, did they play in Big Ten title games? I think so. But he also brought some undue attention to the Illini program. Now, he was proved innocent, and I'm not here. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. But I'm just saying, when you're going to hang somebody's is Kendall Gill's jersey hung?
Yes.
Okay.
They've retired a ton of jerseys.
That's deservedly because he was part of the Flying Illini, which we continue to reference 40 years after the fact.
Kendall Gill, also a great analyst.
I'm just saying, and Terrence Shannon might end up being a great analyst. Right, this is not an anti. But right. I almost wonder. And again, if you've listened to this show, I am the conspiracy theory person. Like the fact that it was upside down, was that person like, you know what? We shouldn't be putting this jersey up, and so I'm going to draw even more attention to it by putting it upside down. I'm just speculating, of course.
Now that didn't cross my mind, but what you said about what he went through last year and whether or not this was accelerated or maybe something to make him feel good about his Illinois experience because he ended it in a way that was, there was a lot of controversy a year ago this time surrounding Terrence Shannon Jr. And this was a make good moment for Illinois and it went badly. We're only talking about this morning because it went so badly. It was only a story on ESPN.com because of the way that it went so badly. It wasn't the biggest takeaway that Tom Izzo broke Bobby Knight's record on Saturday night. It was that Terrence Shannon Jr., his jersey was upside down when they raised it to
Thank
the rafters.
You. And that should be the story here. It should be about Tom Izzo being the all-time winningest coach in the history of Big Ten basketball. That should be the headline.
But that wasn't the biggest headline because that wasn't the most audible gasp that you heard. It wasn't, the Spartans won again. Look at Tom Izzo making history. It was, can you believe somebody raised the banner upside down? Who's getting fired? I don't know if anyone's getting fired. I don't know if it's a fireable offense, but I do think that it's one of those things that you won't forget because, unfortunately, it was an oversight. Somebody is going to have to answer to it probably this morning, if not sooner, if not already. But Josh Whitman, stand-up guy, and facing what went wrong and addressing the problem head-on. All right, that is the pick six. We have the extra point. When we come back, it involves the NCAA tournament and some possible expansion. We'll get to that next. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.